Indeed. Now let's talk a little bit about 2012. Very strange year, and I'm seeing just on the things that you sent me, the people, the other people, it's very, very bizarre. Yet I get an incredible spike after 2012, and so do some other things. But around 2012, it's pretty low, and then something, I don't know, happens.
Let me tell you what we know about that. Back, I think, in the earlier 90s, we were approached by Terrence McKenna's people. You may have run across McKenna in your travels.
I have.
He had cooked up something called Time Wave, I think, which was a kind of graph of the future, which was a little too esoteric for me. But one of the things that he had noticed, and this has certainly not been, you know, unnoticed before, is that there seems to be something going on near to the end of this decade, or possibly a little past that point, that has either an unseemly quality to it, or there's just something flat out strange about it. What we noticed was that, in the case of Merlin, here's a good rule of thumb: about 1/6, maybe 16%, something like that, of the population are the people going through the huge changes at any given moment. So about 1 out of every 6 people, something like that, is going through the big stuff. And then the rest of us are sort of like, we're the people to be online so that there is a line for the people who are having the big events to have people in front and behind them. Okay, so they have an experience of being online, you know. And for all intents and purposes, we could disappear after that because basically they were the ones having the experience. We were just sort of occupying space. And the same thing is true for, you know, the people who are going to win lotteries. It's about 1 out of 6 who could win one. I mean, you're looking at a run, in your case, of somebody who could hit a lottery, you know, or be hit by a truck. You know,
it could go either way.
Right. In this early 05 period, the trick there is buy lottery tickets and stay off, you know, don't make a mad dash across freeway.
Hey, don't go running across the street with the winning ticket.
That's right. Okay, this issue of goodness or badness doesn't come into play. Merlin simply finds levels of eventfulness. It doesn't put that marker on them. Nevertheless, this issue of time having a character to it. If you know that, and you know that there's moments that are going to be more or less eventful, you then go looking for those. So in the case of this 1/6 of the population, you know, we would have expected to find that on time tracks at the end of the decade, this decade, we'd see big mountain ranges on about 1 out of every 6 of these runs, roughly.
Right.
We were seeing them on something like 4 out of every 6.
Enormous.
Okay. And that doesn't make any sense. Because this is not a esoteric system. This is math. This is equation.
That tells me,
it's
though,
like the multiplication table.
It affects everybody almost.
That's right. It's like the ocean. It's like looking at a tide table and saying, okay, the tide table, tide comes in and goes out twice a day, and then all of a sudden it comes in and goes out 4 times a day. That's essentially the kind of thing we're talking about. All of a sudden, with no, you know, obvious explanation, there's a change. I wasn't really up to speed at the time we noticed this on how many other, you know, esoteric writings suggested that you know, that 2012 or thereabouts was this momentous moment where the Mayan calendar ends and all this other stuff is supposed to happen.
That's right.
I wasn't really clear that there was a kind of grand agreement that there was something going to happen there. I would be inclined to think, from looking at all of these, that much is probably a given, that there is a change. And even on yours, while there isn't a big mountain range, around 2010, late 2009, 2010, there is one of these gaps that forms.
Yes.
Now, like the gap that's going on now, and you can certainly agree that in the last 18 months or so, this gap has produced an enormous end of a chapter, beginning of a chapter in your career.
Yes.
And perhaps in other areas as well.
Sure.
The same thing would then tend to be true about 6 or 7 years from now, in that empty space. So why is that? Why are we getting that? It's interesting because in the context of things like Bible Code, that was a huge, big bestseller back maybe 6-7 years ago when it first came out, and it was, oh my God, there's codes in the Bible to predict things. And, well, maybe that's true. But one of the things that that the Bible Code has a problem with, and that the biblical prophecy has a problem with. I mean, I was looking through on a website the other day of how many times the end of the world's been predicted by various religious people.
Since the beginning of time.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. If you go back, I had no idea that there were that many predictions. I mean, people like Herbert Armstrong's predicted it like 5 times. You know, I mean, and so on. But some of this other stuff, like Mayan calendar and so on, is a little different. It's not predicting anything specific. It's just simply saying, geez, right around in here, something's going to change. Well, we would have to agree that that looks likely. And if I had to make a guess, personally, there are two areas I would look to. One is an unknown, currently unrecorded, large, maybe not Earth killer, but large asteroid.
Right, because it affects so many people.
That's right, exactly. Maybe in the next hour I'll tell you a quick story about Eleanor Helene, who's...
And I know Eleanor very well.
Okay, well then, do you know her personally?
Oh, she's been on my local show when I was in St. Louis.
I'll tell you an Eleanor Helene story. I don't know if Eleanor will like this, and George probably will.
And just so everyone should know, she's with the Near Earth Tracking.
Right.
Okay.
Either an astronaut, incoming asteroid, that's currently uncalculated, or a very rapid climate change. Now, one of the things that's really interesting, and anybody who's interested in getting a copy of this, I'll forward it to them with the materials we send back if they send stuff to this Merlin@onebox.com address. There's a guy they call it he's a kind of Yoda at the Pentagon. His name is Andrew Marshall, and he's been ahead of the curve on every defense system, on every defensive posture that the U.S. has taken for the past 30 years, maybe longer. Andy is very worried about rapid climate change in as short a period of time as maybe 5 to 15 years, 20 years at the outside, and they've been talking about that now already for half a dozen years. And the current administration, for instance, has essentially, that information has not been made public by and large. And the reason that the Pentagon's concerned about this is that if the climate were to change very rapidly, not 200 or 300 years, but maybe in 20, you'd have people in the northern climes, for instance, literally climbing over us in the more southern climes because they're getting inundated by melting ice and everything else.
Well, and they reported, I think, that Britain would be in an ice age.
Absolutely.
Within 10 to 12 years.
Well, I don't even know about an ice age. I think before you have to worry about an ice age, you have to worry about the oceans rising to the point where these lower land countries are getting simply flooded. Where you're forcing a kind of mass migration south simply because they can't live there anymore.
So that could affect a lot of people too.
Absolutely.